Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Now we've got a couple of Shakespearean people. Oh, and they're so toffee. They speak with a plum in their mouth all about Shakespeare because, oh, look at us, we're doing Shakespeare. We've got Lucy and Jackson. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. So before we talk about Shakespeare and this wonderful, it's a musical as well, hey, the Can-Can, you know?
No, not this time.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
So Lucy, let's start with you. Give us a bit of a background on who you are.
I grew up in Tassie and then moved to Ballarat where I met Jackson actually.
Oh, did you go to the college?
Right, okay. Yeah, we did a Bachelor of Performing Arts together.
Well, why did you go there?
I had never heard of it until a friend in the year above was like, this would be so good for you. And I was like, all right, I'll give it a go. And I'd never been to Ballarat in my life.
Right, okay.
And then I went for the audition, never even been on a train. And I was like, oh, where am I? I was like, it's so cold.
Hold on, you're coming from Tasmania.
Yeah, it was December. So I was like, wow, it's 18 degrees. This is awesome. And then Jackson and I were actually in the same audition, believe it or not.
We were.
And we had a Shakespeare monologue to do.
I did.
Rosalind from As You Like It, if you're wondering. And we studied there. And then, you know, I started Melbourne Shakespeare in my third year. Did Merry Wives of Windsor with them last year. And then rode this wave until The Merchant of Venice.
Right, okay. Jess, what about you?
So I also studied at Federation University Australia.
Yeah, and why did you go there?
I went there, so I grew up in Geelong. And
easy for you.
Nice and close, not like Tasmania. But I've always loved performing and whatever it was. I liked sport even, like performing through sport. And I was in a band for 8 years doing original rock music, I just love performing. And my teacher at the time, my singing teacher, just said, you just need to go here. I didn't audition for anywhere else, just wanted to go here.
Okay.
It was Fed or bust, and luckily there was no bust. So and I loved it. Yeah. I really did.
And you were saying off air that you weren't really, you know, like Shakespeare was there, but you weren't really interested, you know, like as you often are, you know, at school, you know, like, oh, it's not cool enough to do it.
You do that.
Do you know what? Totally. Like, it was like year 10, we did Macbeth, and I was like, and then we watched the National Theatre Macbeth. And I was like, whoa, quietly. I was like, whoa. And now, obviously, I've flaunted. But in year 11 was the first time I did like a musical.
Right.
And it really opened my world to realize that it's an amazing, beautiful world.
A rock star going to a musical?
Oh, it's a story told again and again, isn't it?
A good friend of the show who's with Opera Australia, he's Indian, and he was in a heavy metal band when he came out from India, and then all of a sudden fell in love with opera and studied opera, and now he travels the world with Opera Australia.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's awesome to have it do a bit of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is a musical, but it's Shakespeare. And what Shakespeare are you doing? Merchant of Venice.
The Merchant of Venice.
Right. Yes. Outside.
In the park in St. Kilda, Botanical Gardens.
Which you often do, well, not you guys, but the company do a lot of stuff in the Rose Garden.
Yeah, in the Rose Garden. It's a great place, and you get some sun, you get to smell the nice roses.
Apart from if it, were you rehearsing yesterday?
Oh, it's relentless on the hay fever as well.
So, you know, tell us about it. You know, a musical, and you actually said a jukebox musical. Is it songs that we know, you know, that you're using?
Yeah, so it's set in the 1940s, so a lot of jazz classics.
Okay.
And traditional Jewish songs in there. for example, we have At Last, our duet together.
Mm. That's often sung when people are getting married. Do you two get married in?
Mm, or can't do you? We? I don't know. Yes. Maybe yes.
Our characters are in love.
They are.
So there's songs that we know that, yes, yeah. Yep.
Definitely, okay. Yeah, definitely some great songs that you know and songs that are familiar that we'd like to make earworms as well.
Yeah.
Especially for the younger crowd that are coming that might not have heard some of these songs but start listening to them. But the older crowd will love all of them.
Well, what about you? You too. You know, like, you wouldn't have known a lot of the songs.
Surprisingly, we did, actually.
Yeah, funnily enough, I think through a friend at university who really loved a lot of the jazzy, bluesy stuff, would sing them in class. And okay. It was so funny. I got to the show and every single one of them I'd heard from him.
Oh, wow.
Like every single one.
So who chose the songs for, you know, like to go with it? Was it the director or was it already there? Do you know this?
The musical director and the directors. We have Natalie, Ben, who's the director, and Emma, who is the assistant director. So they all come together, and when they're cutting up the show to make it a one hour and a half, quick, nice and snappy show, they work together to try and find the songs that will fit the best.
Right.
We have to work with what we can get rights for or what we can't as well.
And what actors play what instruments.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's all self-accompanied.
Yeah.
Are you playing?
We're both playing.
Right. What are you playing? Ukulele or not?
Yeah, ukulele.
Right.
Bit of the cajon, castanets, egg shaker, mean egg shaker.
Then, Jackson, what about you?
I'm playing the acoustic guitar for this one. Yeah,
Not electric.
No, not this time. Maybe next time I'll get some amplification. But
you probably wouldn't be allowed to in the garden anyway, because it would be too noisy for everyone else wandering around the garden and the neighbours as well.
Yeah, so it's an interesting practice. I think Melbourne Shakespeare also do shows in Malvern Park in early in the year as well, and I think they've got different restrictions depending on the parks. But for this one, we're definitely keeping it acoustic for this show. Yeah.
And so it's 40s. You're set in the 40s. The wonderful thing about Shakespeare, you know, like it's picked up and used in so many different times, you know, like space, and it's relevant, isn't it? You know, like that's. But then again, the Greek mythology as well, you know, like you can tell those stories and they're still relevant. You know, like stories, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a thousand ways to paint this picture, and it's really nice the world Ben has created for us to explore. It's really funny. It's a comedy, so the humor is still really fresh and slapstick, but there are still moments that's so real life.
Yeah. And what's it like for the two of you? You know, like doing something like this. You know, like a part of tradition. You know, at Shakespeare. It's what so many actors strive to do, and it's coming in so many different shapes and forms. So, what does it mean to you to be doing a Shakespeare play?
Oh, it's very dear to me. Shakespeare is a huge part of my heart. I've always loved it. And it means a lot to be telling a story that's been told before, and it means a lot to a lot of people. But it's nice in a theatre world that it's like doing something that's so text-based. It means a lot to describe something to someone who doesn't normally hear that language.
Mm.
And if they walk away understanding the story, it's like because you've had that human experience with them, which is really nice.
Yeah.
But it's also just a different world, and you get to play pretend, which is fun.
Yeah. And Jackson, yeah, the sing-song of Shakespeare, the way you say it is so important, and, you know, confuses a lot of kids when you're at school. You go, I'm not getting it. And then all of a sudden the penny drops, doesn't it, with it, and it becomes just so easy.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. It's I think it really shows when you have someone who really loves what they're doing and really loves sharing the story, because as soon as they know exactly what they're saying and you're working with another actor on a scene and everyone knows exactly what they're trying to get out of the scene and really sharing the experience with the audience, it becomes really easy to consume, regardless of how you say. You could be speaking gibberish, but at the end of the day, with the intention, with their faces, with their connection, you get it.
Yeah. Well, acting it out.
Yeah, you know, like, exactly.
And words are really important, of course, but you can also tell what's going on with an actor with their body language, how they're delivering the lines. You know, it's so important.
And that's the lovely thing with Melbourne Shakespeare Company, because it's outside. It's got that relaxed element, so it's like you can see the performance can see you, and you get to make eye contact and direct a few lines to someone in the front, and you get to have that fun
dance being
like,
with
oh my god,
beard.
They're looking at each other, isn't this silly?
and what about you, the two of you have to change through the show?
Yeah.
So you're like, is there a tent that you've got to run to?
Oh, it's pretty outside. It depends where. If it's a very quick change, you're outside.
Oh, you do it outside?
Yeah, like last year I had a very quick change. I was like, don't mind me. Sorry, guys. Enjoy your picnic. But if you have time, there's the dressing room that you can go by. But there's like crew members who help you do it as quick as possible.
Of course, of course.
And it's all fenced off. So if you don't want to see it, don't.
Yeah, and so what's next for the two of you? You know, like, have you got other work? Lucy, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so, Jax and I are actually assistant directing a double bill for
Midsummer Festival, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And then
it's Shakespeare with Melbourne Shakespeare? No.
Midsummer Festival, it's a queer theatre festival, pardon
me.
God, I thought you were confused with Midsummer Night's Dream.
No,
that's where
I
thought the confusion was. Gotcha. So, we're doing two separate shows. They're going to be Australian premieres, both of them, with Gavin Roach at the Meat Market. So I'm doing a show called... One of Them Ones, and Lucy is doing Vespertilio, and we're really excited. So we're sort of working together separately.
Again, right, nice. Okay.
And then, oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, go on.
Then after that, I'm swinging with Ruthless musical that's playing at the Alex Theatre.
Right.
Through March, which is exciting because I've never done swinging before, so that's very exciting.
Right, fantastic. Must be hard, though, being an actor, having to hope the next job comes along, that you're not out of work for too long. Or is that just part of the magic of being an actor?
Oh, it's definitely a rush when you're like, oh, my God, that's fantastic. It's nice to have that urgency to, push for it. And it keeps you on top of your craft a lot, because if you get lazy, it slips all these things. But
and what about auditions? You know, like, how's that process? Is it soul-destroying at times? They say, well, you learn something every time you do it.
Well, I mean, we're very lucky. We love auditions.
We
were
talking about it about an hour ago, about how we love auditioning. Because I think as long as you treat it as any chance to perform is a chance to do what you love. And auditioning is a chance to do so. I've been in auditions before where I haven't felt the greatest environment, but you create your own environment as soon as you walk into the room. You set the tone. Yeah. And I think that's what gets you jobs more than your skill level or talent anyways, is actually your connection with yourself and the way that you can set a tone in a room. Yeah. I love auditioning. I've had some... excellent. I've had way more excellent experiences than I've had bad experiences,
which is
good.
That's excellent. Okay, so what's the Shakespeare that you're doing again? What's it called?
The Merchant of Venice.
Right, and where's it on?
At the St Kilda Botanical Gardens.
Right, in the Rose Garden.
In the Rose Garden.
From the 1st to the 23rd of December.
Correct.
So, big season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it's not a short 2 days or anything, is it?
Cranking out 21 shows in 23 days,
right?
Which will be good.
Fantastic. And what time do you perform?
We perform Thursday through Sunday, and on the weekdays we perform at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And on the weekends we have a matinee and a night show.
Right,
so I believe 2 p.m. matinees, 7 p.m. Shows.
And tickets, how do you get tickets?
Tickets are online through Instagram, Melbourne Shakespeare Company, currently promoting and sponsoring posts. So if you're a theatre enjoyer, hopefully it'll be coming up. But they've got a website, all the socials, all the links.
Codes on billboards.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've done a letterbox drop-off, so hopefully friends tell friends.
Yeah, good on you.
But yeah.
All right. Well, have fun, and I'll see you there. Yeah. I live literally around the corner, so I'll see you there.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming in today.
You.
And
thank you.
Yeah, because you've been rehearsing today, haven't you?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. So do you have to go back, or have you guys finished
We're
now?
We're about to find out.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.